make me wonder, and I'd read more books or do some more research, because if it didn't sound right to me, I didn't want to argue with anybody. I wanted to just see if it really worked that way, because I always felt the more you know about what's correct or how things operate, we either know we have to change them because they don't work for us as a civilization, if nothing else. I know that sounds like a big picture, but I've never thought of myself as I live in an apartment or in a house. I live on a block, and I only care about what's in front of me. I've met a lot of people who, as long as the path they take every day is clean, they're happy. They think the world is great. So when suddenly things change, and if you look through history, people invading countries, different groups taking over and putting their will on people, they're shocked. They figure they're living in the middle of nowhere, or everything's copacetic, and they could just continue going in and out every day. We are part of a dynamic group called humanity. We hope that everybody gets to understand this and stops being protective of their own little block or group or race or whatever. That doesn't lead to anything that's good for us. We have so much promise. As I said, the impossible dream. Famous song from Man of La Mancha. We don't want to dream it. We want to live it. We can't get to perfection. In fact, our Constitution recognizes that. Our founding fathers, the statement was in there, in order to form a more perfect union. They understood that there is no perfection, because with the foresight that they had to put together the Constitution, they were looking as what could happen. Did they imagine cars and planes and automatic weapons and the rest of it? No. But they recognized, just as heavy thinkers like Jules Verne, Leonardo da Vinci, they recognized, and they're not the only ones. You can go back to the Greek philosophers and even way before that. They recognized that humanity was like a different type of creature on this planet. And we started to grow. But as we started to grow, we started to understand that we did have a certain responsibility to each other. If not, if nobody believes you care about them, why should they care about you? So it isn't as simple as turning the other cheek, believe me. I decided when I was younger that I could be strong enough to be open to people, because I'm ready to react if they react poorly. You never know when someone wants to surprise you, but you should always train yourself that you shouldn't be surprised by the vagaries of humanity. So again, I like to lead into shows, this particular one. There's so much happening, and I think we're seeing, I've watched presidents throughout my life, and this is not just about Donald Trump, but the good and bad thing about the presidency that I always recognize, that no matter which party the president came from, the office shaped the man more than the man shaped the office. The effect he had on the country was different in each case, how much they tried to do for people in general. But it's interesting when you look at Lyndon Johnson, for example, from the what was considered the Deep South, Texas. They were shocked when he was really pushing for civil rights. He saw himself when he took over from Kennedy and in other legislation that he worked with in the Senate as leaving his own legacy. Does he want to leave his legacy that he's from a little school town in the middle of Texas somewhere, that he just had them in mind? So when you get into the presidency, no matter who voted for you or not, you are in charge of our whole country. You have an obligation, a responsibility in history, unless you don't give a damn, that you are going to leave your mark on what you do for our country, all of the people, whether they came out and voted, whether they voted against you or for you. So I remember reading a lot about how the presidency shaped the person, opened their understanding of what was their scope. They didn't just, oh, and I have to say, and again, I pick on him because he is him, the way he is. Donald Trump acts as if just the Republicans, and not all the Republicans, the ones who voted for him are the only thing that matter. And the reason for that is that he figures he needs them to get reelected. Since this man only cares about winning, bigly, as he likes to say, that word will probably stick around for a long time, the man is always conscious of he's got to have 8 years. And in fact, he's already said at the beginning, well, why not 3 or 4 terms? Why should they deprive our country or the world of his wonderfulness of taking care of us? But that's the point. Listen to the man when he talks. Listen how if anything's not going right, he's not to blame because he's great. I mean, when a man invokes God, when he tries to make it like he was sent down here for us, I saw that because I understood this man was a marketing genius. When he first came down in Trump Tower on that main escalator, he had it set up like he was descending to be among us, to then bestow his wonderfulness on us. Great manipulation, worthy of an Oscar at least. But, you know, Oscars don't feed us. Oscars don't protect us. So I'm going to go over a lot of things today, and I don't mean to just bunch everything together. But as he goes along, it's like the famous, I remember hearing the old saying of a bull in a china shop. The idea was to get that image, if you've ever walked into a place in the old days that sold china or crystal. You have narrow aisles to walk through, and you recognize that if you turn too much in one direction or if you fell over, you're going to break a lot of things. So if you put a bull in there that doesn't even understand what they're going through, they're going to break a lot of things. And unfortunately, when you look at the presidency, if people don't care enough for our country and our people, that's why I've always said, first, when we look at ourselves, we have to recognize we're all Americans. Period. Period, period, period. No question. I've said to you before, I've registered as a Democrat because I generally like the people they put up. But that doesn't mean who I voted for at the end as a president. Registration is important so that you get an early say of who you like. So maybe they come along and you don't wonder when you just go out on election day, and everybody should go out on that day, not just the few who do. You don't say, oh, is this all I get to vote for? Well, it's your own fault. Back in the primaries, when you register as a Democrat or a Republican so you can vote in the primaries, you get to say, hey, these people running, I like this guy. And maybe he moves forward or she moves forward. You know, we can never understate the utilization of all of humanity, male, female, or whatever. You know, we can't get pulled off on these tangents. As I said, one of my favorite slogans, I've always been into advertising, was an early slogan from the NAACP, was a mind is a terrible thing to waste. They didn't say an African-American or a black mind. They said a mind. Again, like our founding fathers, they were smart enough to recognize that one of our greatest resources of this country or any country are the people. And we don't want to waste any of them. So instead of fighting with each other, or I don't want you in my neighborhood, or I don't like the way you look, the time we waste and the money we waste, we've got to dedicate ourselves to what America is all about. Freedom, freedom to express within limits. You're not allowed to shoot other people. You're not allowed to hate other people. We can get rid of that. We can't stop it. But we could make it where everybody understands that if you turn around, you'll generally find someone who'll be helpful to you. Because he recognizes that we're all in the same country. We have to work with each other. To waste time doing otherwise is to waste time. So, when I said of mice and men and big wind, I knew the hurricane, when I finished the title, was coming toward Florida, where I live currently, and where this studio is in Orlando. Bottom line is that We've learned how insignificant we are. We may be able to control other animals, set traps, shoot them, put them on a wall to show we're a great hunter. But when it comes down to it, my belief in God, even with a heavy understanding of science, I don't walk away from belief in a superior being, because somebody had to be there to mix the elements that made this earth form, that made this universe happen. Do I have to prove there's a God? No, but the beautiful thing about believing in God in general, no matter which way we speak to that God, no matter what we call that God, is to believe in something that felt we belonged on this planet, we belonged in this galaxy or universe. We don't know what other creatures may have been put together or came out of other soups that were started. But you know what? We can get along if we recognize it. So, what's happened is we have a president who just believes that whatever he thinks is right is right. He's got a lot of acting advisors. He's done counter to everything he ran for. And remember, this is a president who had a full Republican Congress. And what happened? That full Republican Congress, for the first 2 years, would not pass a bill that would have given him at least $2.5 billion towards his wall. So remember, when we say the wall is stupid, the Republicans, who aren't doing much to keep him in check or to do their job as we pay them for, because remember, it's our country. As I've taught you economically, we own it. No matter what the millionaires and billionaires want to spend, we can tune out the ads, we could laugh at the ads, but understand when you see any ad, question it. If it tells you someone did this, someone did that. People use deception, diversion, whatever. So let's just go looking at things that are going on, because we don't want to lose what we've spent over 200 years putting together. And that includes our relationship with Europe. So we're going to hit a few things, but I want you to think about all of them, because every one of them affects us. And I'll throw out some broad things if there's a topic you want more on. Some of these topics I've spoken about, but this is where we are right now. Through Donald, and I hate to refer to him as president, because as I've told you all, I have filed with the Federal Election Commission. There is no doubt in my mind, I've worked with lawyers all over this planet. I didn't have time. I started law school, didn't have time to finish it. Doesn't make me smarter than anyone else. But I always understood that no matter what country I go to, what state, what city, there's a jurisdiction. They have rules. Even if I don't like their rules, I'm in their household. What are the rules? Can we do business there? Can I work there without a problem? And that's what I did in my corporate days. I made sure that we were able to function without having roadblocks. Not paying anybody off, just understanding, using your brain to say what works in this jurisdiction. Do I need to own this company by another company? Because before there was the European Union, there were different changes in Europe. So I understood that they favored under their local laws companies that were owned by other European countries. So if you worked in Italy or Spain and you were functioning, you wanted that company to be owned by a company in either Switzerland or Luxembourg, so that if you wanted to take money out of Italy or Spain that you earned, you could take it out and then send it back to your headquarters if you needed it. If you directly would have owned those companies that are in Italy or Spain by an American company, administrative rules barred you from doing this. Hey, Europe, well, we helped greatly. So everybody doesn't favor us. They believe they're favoring themselves first. But they cooperate. So you just have to understand the rules of the road, the rules of the game. That's what I did. So this Federal Election Commission, finally I realized that Donald Trump disqualified himself by breaking the rules, by, as I said, soliciting help from a foreign country, period. Foreign country, entity, person, all of those things were covered. If you look in the Mueller report, the first part, there were more than 100 incidents of collusion, which is not a crime, but interacting with the Russians, including a lot of them coming over here and meeting with his people. First president I've ever seen in my life who took a Russian delegation into the Oval Office without any of our news people. We had to look to Russian TV to find out what happened in there. So you judge it. Who is he working for? And believe me, I can tell you, I have dealt with a lot of dictators, governments that are there, not directly with them, but under their regime if we had to do business. I never trust that if I'm going to do something for you, that when I get out of office, you're going to let me build my tower in Moscow. I can tell you that Putin has put more people with more power and more money than Donald Trump aside when he doesn't need them. Donald will find that out. He thinks that if he curries favor, that he's going to get what he wants. Putin is of a nature, again, I've dealt with senior KGB people. They believe that they hated us, Americans, in general, that we were only good, that level, that era of KGB like Putin, that we were only good if we were dead. That never changes in their DNA. So when he gets out of office and he wants to build his tower, he'll find out that he may not be able to build it, or the conditions will change. He doesn't worry because he can set up Donald TV and he'll make a ton of money just talking about whatever nonsense he wants to keep his constituency happy. And with over 300 million people, if he opened up a channel and had 20 million subscribers at $10 a month, do the math. The man will make hundreds of millions per year, and he can open up a simple operation like this and do it. He'll make the desk fancier. The chair will be golden. So now, recently, this is what he's been doing behind the scenes in some cases. He's taken away birthright citizenship from, we have enlisted foreign people and women who've served in our military. They've served us, put their life on the line, and they have children abroad. He's making it difficult to bring the kids back here or do certain things for them. He doesn't want to recognize it. Now, let me say, I personally, to grow our country, our Constitution said that if you're born here, you're a citizen. Now, in this modern day and age where it's easier to get here, people don't have to trek over hills and valleys and get some ancient canoes. They can get on a plane if they've got the money. They can come here pregnant, drop a child, and then that child's a citizen. Now, we had to grow our country. The forefathers were looking at raising our population, populating the country. They could see that, but they couldn't see that 200 years in the future, people are going to come here to drop children. Now, I am not an advocate of just making it that if somebody comes here and has a child, they're automatically a citizen, then that child can bring their parents in. I mean, it's got to be a little bit more than that. We grew our country. We have enough people. We have immigrants who want to be here. We've developed something. We've universities and companies that people want to work for. We're a popular product. It's that simple. We're losing our popularity by the way he interacts with NATO and other allies that have fought and spilled blood with us. So that's one. Corruption. Simple term. But just let's call it corruption, malfeasance, not caring, whatever words hit you. The president just recently, because I told you, the House of Representatives, it's always been understood that beside the budget, they hold the purse strings. By that, they always meant that they allocate the dollars for different things that we need as a government. I've told you that one of the biggest allocations is nearly $200 billion a year to the VA. Our veterans have served us. Some of them need medical assistance, so we take care of them. Okay? When you get your hands on that budget and you control what happens to it, all of a sudden, even though the House of Representatives had the purse strings, they've allocated this money, if you can go out there and reallocate where the money goes. And in a lot of cases, as I've explained, executive orders are used by all presidents. but they have to be within some general boundaries of the law so that if they take you to court, you're not going to get kicked out. Donald puts out whatever he feels serves him at the time, and he's always been like that. When he was a developer, a real estate mogul, or whatever he wanted to call himself, he'd say, well, let them sue me. He'd stiff people at the end of contracts. He was famous for using bankruptcy to close out his developments and saying, well, I know I owe you that much, but I don't think you deserve it. We can look to his attitude of that to the city of El Paso. He held a rally there between 2018 and 2019. I forget the date of it. I apologize for not looking it up, but you can look it up. He held a rally. That's a political event where he only lets people in who generally wear his shirts, his hats, and you know you've seen how they treat people if they raise their voice with anything anti-Donald. So he holds these rallies like any authoritarian or dictator, whatever term you like to assign to him, someone who has a single purpose. What works for me? What puts money in my pocket? That's how Donald is, period. End of statement. So he stiffs El Paso on a rally he held there because they had to bring in additional security, working people who he says he's there to help. He owes them over, I believe it's $560,000. And we've all heard about the millions and millions flowing into his campaign chests. Why don't we have him pay his bill? He talks about China not paying their bill, people not paying their fair share. He keeps saying that while he doesn't pay anything or his fair share. Just remember that. So when we go out, whether it's a Democratic Party or anything else, want to hold a sign up? Donald, pay El Paso. They had to put the money out to pay these people who provided security, which is mainly what the extra costs were. They were for him. He benefited from it. The population of El Paso now have a deficit of over $500,000 that they have a short in their funds. Okay? So he's corrupt in stealing money from anybody and everybody by the methodology that he does business or works. Keep that in mind whenever you see him. You know, Donald, who are you stiffing today? Whose pocket are you reaching in today? It's our collective pocket. Those are our brothers and sisters living in Texas. They work hard, they pay their taxes, they pay their money, and now that community has not gotten paid over $500,000. So, he's insulted Puerto Rico. The man was so stupid and arrogant that when you look back at the beginning, he was wondering if Puerto Ricans are really citizens. They've been citizens for over 100 years. As I've told you, I served in the military, and statistically speaking, per capita, it's not a big island, there are more Puerto Ricans who've served in the military who are Congressional Medal of Honor winners. They've not only put their life on the line, they've gone above and beyond the call of duty. That's why they hand that medal out. So, these are my brethren. I've served with them. I know them. I've served with people from many, many countries. And, you know, I respect people who serve our country, not their own purpose. Because serving our country preserves the security and ability to go forth under the American principles of freedom. The more he takes authoritarian control, the less we are able to go forward and earn and keep what we want. He may decide there's a tax on anybody he doesn't like. If he gets elected, changes the rules, and he should stay in there forever. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, congressional action against the president, that's another item. The Senate has been absolutely silent. But remember, Mitch McConnell could have easily given the president passing that bill, which would have given him $2.5 billion for his wall. The wall that he said Mexico is going to pay for. Then he tried to tell you, well, on this new trade agreement I came up with, they're going to pay for it by what we get. You know what? Greed drives companies and profits and the rest of it, and we'll talk about that. I've talked about it before. We, the public, the American public, we pay the bill for everything we buy, goods or services. Every cost that a company has goes in what we pay for. So as I've proven to people, and I'll discuss it in depth some other time again, we pay every tax that that company owes. But the difference is when we collect our salary, the federal laws want to make sure we have money in the treasury. They withhold from us. When a corporation or company puts in their prices federal taxes that they believe they may owe ultimately, even though they keep deferring it and deferring it, all you have to do is look at any big company's financials and look at deferred federal income tax. It's an amount they've set aside, but you know what? It's not sitting in our treasury. That's a simple change to a law. No matter what the corporate tax rate is, we pay it when we buy that product. So if they've added an amount in there for federal tax that they defer and maybe never pay, we paid that. It's not in our treasury. It came out of our pocket. It should be sitting in our treasury, meaning we have to borrow less money for running our government. Because if it isn't there, we have to pony up more dollars. So that's a simple change in our laws that if we get a Congress that listens to us because we kicked out the ones that aren't listening, then they will change that law and whatever they've estimated they owe and collected from us, that's not their profit. They keep it as additional profit, but it's not needed because it's not part of their profit calculation. That should go into our treasury, as I've explained. We give them a cute little slip that says, you've got this credit on deposit, so when you do report your income, if you ever do, you can offset it with this tax that we the people paid, you collected, but we want it in our treasury. Simple thing. So let's make sure we get people who are out there running, because they talk about economics. My favorite subject, one of many, but my favorite subject that we're all subject to, these are natural laws. I want to see that money go in our treasury, not just sit on a balance sheet as deferred and sit in the hands of people who may never turn it over. It came out of our pocket. It belongs in our treasury. Now, the Democratic candidates, when people run for office, and I understand this, they're running to get some constituency to follow them. I didn't care if we have 30 or 40 people. Yeah, it's a lot of people to watch. It's very early, way before an election's going to happen. We're going to get into the caucuses and the primaries and the rest of it. We all should, as I say, register and vote so we push forward people that we think have our best interest at heart. What we need them to do is not just talk to a limited constituency just for the primaries and then shift later, which is all political advisors tell you that, you know what? We, the people of the United States, are not stupid. We do let people sometimes draw us in a direction, but let's understand our national government is for our overall interest. We don't elect people to just go to Washington to get a bridge built in their hometown. We do it because, you know what? We have the freedom of riding across this country without borders at every state that we cross. We don't want to lose that freedom, but we want to understand it better. That national group called Congress is for all of our benefit. While they bring things back, as the interstate system has done, it benefits the growth of our country, which makes us stronger, which gives us more resilience. So let's understand this and let's run to change as we did in 2018. We took away the power in the House of Representatives from the Republicans who were just acting in concert with each other as though there was only one party that existed. I've voted for Republicans in my past. I've told you, Eisenhower, Republican, one of my favorite presidents. I was a registered Democrat, didn't stop me from voting for him when I got in the booth. So let's start to talk to our candidates. Let's start to tell them we want them to concentrate on what's good for the country, not just for the constituency they came out of, because that constituency is part of the overall that they're going to serve. So the next president gets back to representing America, not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. They came out of that. They're going to tell you their principles, and that's what we need to understand. So, and by the way, we're using a little new equipment. I've changed my phone. I hope everything is going out well. I just dropped that on my techie group, and I know they're good at it, but hopefully everything is coming out well. So we have to discuss the importance of winning the Senate. You know what? Even if we don't have the presidency, if you have the House of Representatives and the Senate and enough people, remember, the founding fathers made it that they could override the president's veto. So let's get a strong change in Congress. I don't care if you're a Republican. A lot of Republicans aren't even rerunning again. They don't want to openly discuss it because they're maybe afraid of Donald bad-mouthing them. Americans stood up to worse than his mouth. They should stand up for what they believe in. Then, Obama put in a lot of protections, a lot that were before that. I told you, when you hear deregulation, understand that every regulation that a company has to face, they've deregulated, so now if you buy pajamas for a child, they can be flammable again. They can burn. Your kid can burn because of the materials. They didn't have to make it non-flammable. Isn't that great? So what? They saved some money? That money, did they reduce the price of the pajamas even? No, they've got more profit. What Donald feels he's delivering to these companies is, you know what? I'm going to get rid of the regulations. You're going to have to spend less money on safety items. And you can keep that money, more profit. You can donate to my campaign. Believe me, behind the scenes, he's letting them understand that. He's making sure, hey, I got rid of these. You want me to put them back? Or do you want to donate to my campaign? Look at the profits I've given you. You know, as an autocrat uses greed to entice you, what happens is when they get enough power, they'll suddenly tell you, I don't need to ask you anymore. I'm going to tell you what you do. That's what autocracy and dictatorship is all about. When you gather enough power, the man has said, I don't like the laws. Think of the Fed chairman that he put in, Mr. Powell. Qualified man. He suddenly badmouths him in his tweets. And then he says, oh, I'm only joking in some of his tweets. But he has made the tweets the official voice of his office. He should stand by it. If he had any strength, and he really doesn't. Anyway, so we're losing when it comes to regulations. Yeah, he's deregulated, but have you seen a reduction in the price of the things that he took off regulations that people have to comply with? So he cuts corporate taxes, he gets rid of regulations. Did they change the price of the goods these companies are selling because they don't have that expense? So he's giving them more and more profit. So they're saying, wow, my shareholders are going to love me. Well, all of us aren't shareholders, but through our 401ks or other things, we may have investments in there. But you know what? We have a direct investment in our country. As I've said it before, no matter how much money they spend, think of what's good for us, period. Because when we vote, we can outvote the millionaires and billionaires, and I am all for the American system. I hope a few of my inventions, when I get time to go back to them, make me millions. Because my things are to improve how we live and how we get served by power plants and water and other things that I've been looking at for 30, 40 years already. It's just the nature of how I think. So, the Obama protections, where are the lower prices? Everybody send an email to the president. Donald, you got rid of the regulations. Why aren't you asking the corporations to lower the price? Because they don't have to pay to follow those regulations. Security. Beside bringing Russia into the Oval Office, as I said, Russia, what they've done in Crimea, we said that they want to protect their interests because, again, Putin is old line. He believes in this authoritarian, the show of strength. He still doesn't believe in spending a lot of his money for bettering his people. There's still a lot of resentment in his country because when they first got free after Gorbachev changed things, they saw something new, but they were used to the old way. It's always a transition. They weren't used to democracy. So he did them a favor. He brought them back to autocracy. He can call himself president all he wants. Anyhow, not only the Ukraine, where our president is now trying to stop sending $250 million to the Ukrainian government to protect themselves against Russia taking over more territory in the Ukraine. And again, this is anti all the things we're spending in NATO. If he wants to protect our investment, why doesn't he protect our allies and how they help us? The reason for NATO was so we're not standing by ourselves and we only wait till they invade America. We stand with the people who have our best interests at heart. So now let's go on. The country of Georgia, not the state, there's a country called Georgia. Again, an Eastern Bloc country that is technically free. Russia moved into a part of it. They're now putting troops on the border. Where is our president siding with NATO that those troops should not be on the border? I can tell you throughout current modern history, Russia would yell if we were going to put a new missile system in Poland or Germany or France. Not on our border. We'll have to do something to offset it. Well, they're bringing weapons in there. Because of our great president, what's happened? Nobody mentions it again, but Turkey has bought Russian missiles. And we have one of our biggest bases in Turkey. So what's happened? Right in Turkey, we've got missiles next to our bases so that our planes couldn't take off and go after anything without getting shot down right as they leave the airport. Be a very messy situation. So he's actually furthering more animosity and more terror. When you look at this stuff, so you want to ask your congressional representatives, no matter who they are, why aren't we acting with NATO to stop Russia from putting all of these troops and weaponry on the border of Georgia and trying to take more territory back? Putin would love to get back to the old Soviet Union and grab all of the Eastern Bloc. That's what a dictator likes to do. And our little authoritarian man, he's happy to give it back because he thinks he's going to gain some favor with a man and maybe get a big project. Who's going to go there if we're not earning money because we're under a dictator's heel? Brexit. The Queen just allowed Boris Johnson, Boris Johnson was on the side of, let's leave the European Union. You know what? We've spent centuries, starting to get civilization to not hate their neighbor. We had wars because somebody looked at us in the wrong way, way before America even existed. Do we need to kill each other or cooperate in a proper way with rules that say, okay, you can open a company in here, you can sell your chocolate bars, your coffee, whatever. We benefit from trade, and the more open and the more we get to a more level economic balance between different countries, the better it would be for all of us. I remember learning about it, discussing it, way before we had trade agreements with Mexico and Canada and Europe. He wants to roll it back. He wants us to be hateful of each other, like we're only interested in what happens on our block. Let me remind you, Chernobyl, when it was built without control in the Soviet Union, and they didn't build a containment vessel, they built it cheaper. When the plant went critical and melted, it didn't go down to China. It spewed radioactivity in the area where these people live that is no longer inhabited. But guess what? The air doesn't understand where a border is. We all hear about the jet streams bringing us a cold front from Canada, bringing us warm air from California or the Gulf or this or that. Hurricanes are going to strengthen because they're going over a body of water. I don't care what the boundaries are. The weather system around our planet does not respect the borders of a state or a country. We all understand this at this point. So what happens when Chernobyl went? A lot of that radioactive debris spread over northern Europe. there are stories about it. You can do some research and find out. So we either build plants right or we use nuclear power properly so we don't contaminate the world we live in. Remember, Trump recently postulated in his brilliance, you know, he likes to point to his head. I think it's because there's a pain in there telling him he didn't get enough out of the last deal. He said, well, why don't we use our nukes to blow up the hurricanes? Well, he also, remember what he's already said, what he thinks about the S-hole countries in Africa. So since the hurricanes form off Africa, he feels, let's drop a nuke in it, we'll blow the hurricane apart. Ain't that simple, Donald? Talk to a couple of meteorologists, but you won't listen to them anyway, no matter what they tell you. You will only believe what you like to believe or what you want to put out front while you're reaching in our pocket and stealing money at the same time. I've discussed this, and I will continue to discuss it till he's out. I'm waiting if the Federal Election Commission, they've sent my letter to him. He's the respondent. He has to respond to it. He has 5 or 10 days left to answer. If he doesn't answer, I'm going to be overjoyed. You may see me on TV in Washington. I'll explain it some other day if it happens. But anyway, and I know you may have heard that another Federal Election Commission chairman left the chair so they don't have a quorum. Again, technically speaking, I don't even need that. But we'll get into that next week or the week after when we see where everything goes. So let me just acknowledge people. I apologize. I'm not big on technology and on my phone hitting it. I have a little shake that I inherited from my mother, not Parkinson's. But every time I touch a button, I wiggle my finger and I go to the wrong spot. So I don't friend everybody. I adore you all for responding and the rest. If I used that, I wouldn't have as much time for my research and other things I'm involved in. So believe me, I respect and love anybody who listens, anybody who discusses this. That's why I do this. So all of you are my brothers, my sisters, my friends. You can take that to the bank. I am there. If I were there, met you on the street, you needed something, if I could do it, I would do it. People who know me know that's what I'm about. Anyway, so John Dundas on Facebook, America's being destroyed, and as a veteran, I'm so ashamed. No. I'm a veteran. I am not ashamed of my country and serving it. And as I said, the reason I started this podcast, one-on-one talking to Americans when I meet them and explaining this, and they thank me that I've clarified things they didn't know, I took this opportunity to start slowly. I don't have the money to open up a big studio or a network, so I hope that you guys spread it and tell people to listen. I don't have anything personal to gain except the confidence that my country will survive this man, okay? I don't need him to die or go to jail. I need him to be out of the presidency and stop ruining our country. I'm not ashamed of him. I didn't create him. What created him was the apathy of voters when they heard, well, Hillary was crooked and this and that. Look, no human is perfect. This man proves it every day. What we need to do is go out and vote, and whatever system they have in your country or your state or your jurisdiction, you want to make sure, you want to push your jurisdiction that they have some receipt for your ballot. If you have to stay there till midnight, they can't close a line down once you're on it. The law basically says they have to let you vote. You want a receipt for your vote, okay? If we have to, we go out in the streets. What happened is after Trump got elected, all the apathetic people who didn't like what happened after he got in, suddenly we're out in the streets in big numbers. You know what? Don't stop going in the streets. But you don't need to be there now. You need to be there to your representative. You want them to talk about what they're going to do. Healthcare, yeah, this is all important. But you know what? It's our country at stake. Then we have, and again, if I pronounce it wrong, I sometimes read, Machiavelli, upcoming cuts to the VA and retirement pension programs will hurt all veterans. The objective of this president, and I'm going to put it another way, as I said, when he put that shadow board, the three men from Mar-a-Lago, taking care of the VA, which is almost a $200 billion budget, they shifted contracts. watch if FEMA starts supplying water for the hurricane that we're facing, because we will get hit with it somewhat, hopefully not bad. That's up to God and the air currents and everything else. Bit of luck sometimes. But watch if that water gets delivered. Look at the water that's being delivered by FEMA, because again, that's a contract that he has control over. And if he has the right water company deliver the water, they're going to give him donations through the back door. That's how he gets money. He's not stupid. We are if we don't understand how he picks our pocket, because we pay for that water. But he makes sure it's delivered from a man who owes him a contract that he gave him. So let's watch what water is delivered. And as a veteran, look at what water they're serving. I told you, he changed it almost a year ago, the water that was in our VA cafeterias and everything else. Another one, Jerry Alton, again. Why are you not talking about what is going on in Alaska and what's happening in Brazil? This is the point. That's why today I had this menu of things. We do not live in a world by ourselves. I believe the current president of Brazil is a guy named Bolsonaro. He's very right-wingish. He's very ultra-conservative. He's another authoritarian. Guess what? He just announced in the last 24 hours that nobody can set any more fires. While he stood by, you know, that famous Nero is fiddling while Rome burns. He stood by while these fires were going on. He didn't send the military out to stop them. He's in the pockets of the people who want to get money out of cutting down the forest and building more developments and logging and everything else. We all share that forest. If I had to contribute as one of almost 8 billion people on the planet, another 10 cents a week, okay, 10 cents a week, I'd send that $5 a year in for them to keep that forest and pay the people so they don't have to log it, okay? We get our oxygen exchange out of that place. And the comment was also about Alaska. The Tsongas Reserve, and I may be mispronouncing it, it's again one of these great preserves of standing trees and the rest of it. He's opening that again to the corporate greed. Remember, these companies do not exist if we don't buy their product. If we elect people who go in, not to just tell you how much sugar is in a product, no, tell me how much you spent out of the money you charged me for your product or service. Tell me how much you, who want me to buy your product so you have profits, tell me how much you spent on political activities. Tell me how much you spent on opening up offices to do things that are unnecessary to sell your product. We need more open government. We need more information. We don't need our country ripped apart and they're going to take us. And you know what? If they fired us all, what market would they have left? Who would they sell stuff to? As I said in one of my things, there's something called symbiosis. It's existing with something else that may even be bad for you. We have germs in our intestines that would be bad for us, but they feed off what we digest, what we eat. They help us digest it so that we keep a balance of nutrients in our system. So we're living with germs that actually benefit us. Everybody gets on a health kick and wants these. We're starting to understand more about probiotics and prebiotics and the rest of it. It basically boils down to we have a relationship with the germs in our system where if we feed them right, we're healthier. Same thing. Let's get healthier by asking and demanding these companies to label stuff. Tell me how much of what you charged me you spent on elections. Tell me how much you spent on lobbyists. Yeah, okay, I don't need the sugar content. I can tell if I have too much sugar in a product. That's great, but that's not what's really altering my life. Health is something we can monitor and we can adjust. There are many things that benefit us, but a lot of things that are taken out of our pocket and do not benefit us. Let's get smart about who we vote for. Let's ask our representatives. Ask every Republican. Even if you didn't vote for the Republicans in the Senate, if they represent you, They're there to serve you. Send them emails. Say, I want to know why you're not doing oversight. I want to know why you're going along with these programs. Why are you not speaking out? As I said in a prior podcast a couple of weeks ago, I said, if we just look at the House of Representatives and Senators, just those people, 500 some odd people, we're spending easily $60 million for their salary. And by the way, they have great medical coverage. They don't give a crap what happens to our medical coverage when you think about it. So you want better medical coverage? Tell them that they have to have the same coverage that's available to us. Period. Let's see how they act then. I'm not trying to have a revolution. I'm trying to get all of us, it is our country, as I said, we each, 300 plus million of us, we each own one share, whether you're a millionaire or a billionaire. We can talk about how they spend the money, that's fine. I am not against it. I love my country. I have served my country, and I consider that I'm serving it now by talking to you and writing to these agencies to try and clean up a person who I believe disqualified themselves during the election campaign. Lynn Johnson wrote an article called Internalized Racism, Miseducation, and et cetera. Look at, and I'm sorry, I have this light in my eye. It's hard to sometimes read. I see these dots. So it's the only way they can get a decent picture out there. Syndrome. Ask if you can read them and give an email. You've got my email. Let me repeat it again. Send me anything. I'm open for all suggestions. You can email me at AE, the word equals, then the letters MCSQ, no spaces, no dots. AE, the word equals, with an S on the end of it, MCSQ at gmail.com. Send it. Send the article. I never get tired of reading things. And again, if you wanted to text me or send it through Instagram as an attachment, you know, we could probably pull it off that. But that's the Gmail. I'll get that. Facebook, AE equals MC squared. Instagram, AE, the word equals, and MC, the word squared. I'm out there. You can find me on Spotify and half a dozen other places. I can keep repeating them, but really, send me emails. You've got articles, you've seen the rest of it. There are a million little pieces that are happening wrong right now. The best way of curing all these things that we all recognize, because we all see little pieces, is to change the people representing us in Washington. In 2018, we stopped the Congress by being a blank stamp for the president by changing the House of Representatives. Let's keep them. We may not like some of the people. Maybe they're not doing the job 100%, but they've stopped the blank stamp that the president had. Now we need to change the Senate. I don't care what. Just vote somebody new in there. If we don't like them, we've made it harder for the president to do what he wants. And we'll teach the people, if there's a Democrat you don't like, vote a new Democrat in. But if the Democrats take over enough seats, we will have more power to stop this president if, God forbid, he gets reelected. And if he does, from what I see, we either didn't come out, and that is shame on us, because there are more Democrats and independents than Republicans. And again, I have nothing against Republicans. We're all Americans. But let's vote for people who are doing their job. Not we send them there and they get couple of $100,000 a year and a staff and other things, and they're not doing what we need? This is a representative government, okay? Let's make it work that way. Let the millionaires and billionaires take whatever money they want and spend it. Let's teach them that that will not get them the person they want, and that we are going to get people in there who will make them tell us how much they're spending on lobbyists, how much they're spending on political activities, how much they're charging us. Why aren't they lowering the prices because of deregulation? Again, I've got a few minutes left. Trump and Pence opened up an office in Chile. I happened to be there on vacation recently. I sent pictures from there. Andy's in the background. It's a place that's been there forever. It's been important because it's mineral rich, even before people knew what we needed in modern times. Chile is a very mineral-rich country. Santiago, it's changed. They got rid of a series of dictators, and they took back their rights. And now they've got some right-wing people who want to get back in there. We get stupid as humans. We get complacent. No more complacency. Let's always make sure we're out there to vote, even if the government's doing what we know they should do. We want to vote to congratulate them for doing what we sent them there to do, not what somebody pays them to do. Okay? It's our interest that counts. And those corporations make their money because we're happy with what they sell us and what we get from our government. That's how it should be, so we can prosper. We don't need to argue with each other. We need to recognize that all of us are in that same boat. We want to get what we pay for and not pay for stuff that somebody feels will just benefit them. They can keep all the money they can make, but make it legitimately. Don't make it by spending money on trying to buy a congressperson. We can change that, period. That's what the country is about. So look at what Trump and Pence have been doing, and the office they set up in Chile is religiously oriented. Excuse me, the beauty of our country was separation of church and state. You could go for the religion you want. That's what we say in our country. Not have a religion that we favor that will back the government. 50,000 immigrants, this is another one, are warehoused approximately now in Trump's jails. He's using this because these are companies that run those things. And if you think about it, if he got $1 a week for 50,000 people, multiply it by 52 weeks, think about how much money, if they just give him some money into his campaign through the back door. That's how it happens, folks. He gives them these immigrants. They run the prisons. He tells them when he's alone with them or at Mar-a-Lago when they come to meetings, he said, you know, you owe me. I sent more people to your prisons. That's how he picks our pocket, because those people are paid for by money that comes out of our treasury, which he has boasted he puts no money into, and he tells everybody else they have to pay their fair share. Well, it's about time that we make him pay his fair share and go back to being the Donald. Let him run his little radio station. People could listen to him. But you know what? We do not need this man picking our pocket. That's what he's doing. So look at that and think about it. Same time, he's willing to send confirmed terrorists. He said thousands of ISIS. I'm just going to ship them back to Europe. He doesn't even have those people. He's just making things so you'll think he's doing it. Pulling medical support for kids. I read about this 7-year-old that they brought up here. I only have a couple of minutes. It's an interesting story. When we use medical research, we've got people who are willing to put their life on the line because they have no treatment. They may die. This little girl at 7 had this disease that isn't widespread, but she's now 24. She's actually graduated college. She's not a citizen. We're going to kick her out of the country. She may not have her treatment because she has to be at this center. You know what? I don't wish it, but just as God taught Saul a lesson by taking Jonathan from him, and I disagreed. My Hebrew name is Abraham. I will argue with God all the time. He has more wisdom than I do, but I will still argue with him. If Donald Trump's child got sick, and it was a research program that was using these people that they had to go find because it's a rare disease this girl had, people have benefited by humans being guinea pigs. But they actually volunteer to do it because they have nothing else. We take people in because we're a charitable nation. But you know what? It's a little selfish. We have the resources to do research and save people in America or other places with what we learn from this. So we're using them but helping them. And he just wants to kick them out because he wants to prove how tough he is on immigrants. Whether it was Stephen Miller or him, he's still doing it. This is not what America is about. These people have not harmed us. They've not invaded us. We've invited them in. We're doing research on them. 17 years on this little girl who's now 24 and a graduate of college. She's lived that long because we've learned from her, and so have other Americans because of what we've spent. So, anything you've got, please send to me. Barbara, Alaska should not allow him to go in this land for oil, whether it's oil, whether it's trees. He just wants to pay people off who run big operations or have a lot of money and feels they're going to be indebted to him. No, all the people that run big companies, they are indebted to the market that buys their products or their service. They don't live without us buying their stuff. We, as I've explained, we the people, the regular people all the way up to millionaires, we spend at least $14 trillion a year currently as Americans. That market is what these people want. If we tell them we're not going to buy your product because we want to know, you got this deregulation, how come you haven't lowered the price? We want to know what you spend on lobbying. We don't buy your product so you can have money to go lobby to tell us what to do. We buy your product to use, not for you to tell us what we should do. I don't care if they're rich. That doesn't matter. That's what our country's about, free enterprise. But do not use the freedom and the money you get from us to dictate to us what we should do, to not make us count. We count more than they do. We just have to get out and vote. I'd love to see an election where 75 to 90% of America goes out and votes and puts people in to change the party, to change the person who's serving. It's that simple. There was nothing wrong with Republicans except recently, they're not doing their job. It's that simple. Again, my favorite presidents, Eisenhower, Lincoln. There are a lot of other ones I could discuss what I like about them. None of them are perfect. They're human beings. But they generally served the country when they became president. You didn't hear them saying, the Democrats are not cooperating. What he means is, Donald, is they're not doing what he wants. Let's teach him what the American public understands, that we need a president who knows he serves all of us. And we can make sure he's out of office because he isn't serving all of us. So, look, I have very little time left. I think I ran over. If I missed anybody, share the live stream on fan pages. Look for updates. Let me know where you guys are and any streaming from. Okay, through Facebook. Send me notations. My techie people who understand this will gather it and do it. If I ever spell something wrong, I had a family member who showed me that I had a release recently on the AE, and it said, instead of as, A-S, they hit the button too long, it said ass. I didn't mean ass, I meant as. I'm sure anybody reading the sentence got a good laugh out of it. I do not mean to insult anybody. But you know what? When I type, I try and read it carefully. I make mistakes. So, hey, if I misspelled something and it gave you a laugh, good. I want us all to be able to laugh because we know our life is good and rich and we're living in a country that allows us to be free. So let's push all of these things. I didn't even finish the whole thing. The Jeffrey Epstein thing I'll talk about. He got killed in jail. Under tax law, there's something called gift casa mortis. If you die within 2 years of executing a will, they don't have to pay attention to your will. They figured you did it to deprive our government of the tax they deserve to collect that everybody benefits from. Jeffrey Epstein died 2 days after executing a new will. Yeah, remember he had marks on his throat? Who got to him? Who made this new will? He has a brother who's getting nothing under it. You know what? They dismissed the case because he is dead. You can't have a criminal case with a person who's dead, but the judge did at least allow 23 women, I think it was, to come in and go on record. There's going to be civil cases. That's in a trust. We can't let this thing go untouched. The monies he has is just like everybody else that he accumulated for his own purposes. Did he accumulate it properly or not? We'll find out. If he hurt people along the way by taking underage girls and using them, he deserves to pay, even if it's after he's dead. We have to have some balance, some fairness. So I will sign off with this. I appreciate your listening. Send it in again, emails. Please send it to AE, the word equals, then the letters MCSQ at gmail.com. We want to know where you are. We can announce it. We want to know what you're thinking. If you've seen an article that I haven't seen on something, please, I enjoy learning all the time. Help me, because I'm here to help you recognize that we have the power to make our government responsive to our needs and our desires, not what they want to enrich themselves. So thank you. Have a great weekend. Stay safe if you're anywhere near the hurricane or any bad weather. And I look forward to hearing from all of you or any of you. Thank you.